This is a West Kent Radio News feature. Hello, I'm Julia Neal. Tunbridge and Moreland Borough Council has published a survey to get views from both residents and businesses on the proposed town square development. Council leader Matt Broughton explained to me why the council has launched this survey.
We really want to get as many views and the input of as many possible people and as many possible groups as we possibly can. We're working with Mace and Periscope, who are two organisations who specialise in this sort of redevelopment. They've done this successfully elsewhere, so we've looked at what they've done before. We've tailored that to what Tunbridge needs, and we've really focused the questions on what really matters and what we really want to get out of it, which is an understanding of what the landscape of that part of town should look like.
There are two different surveys. One is targeted for residents, which includes questions on housing and what services they would like in the proposed town square. Whilst in the questionnaire for businesses, it asks questions on what type of businesses would existing businesses like to see in their development. Gary Bridge, who is a Liberal Democrat councillor for the Vauxhall ward and is also on the High Street Redevelopment Programme Board, explains to me why the council has two different surveys.
The commercial one is aimed at local businesses, and I think there they may have opinions and concerns about specific types of business that may or may not conflict with their business models. And I think that's why it's a little bit more specific there, whereas the residence one is intended to get a more general view of what people want.
However, Councillor Mark Hood, a Green councillor for the Judd ward, tells me that residents should have been asked the same questions as businesses.
I don't think you can have too much information, so I think it would have been sensible to ask the broader set of questions of everybody, of residents as well as businesses.
The plans for the town square also includes plans to redevelop the riverside area, which runs by the existing car park. Matt Broughton explains to me why the council wishes to develop this area.
The river is what makes Tunbridge what it is. We wouldn't be here today without the river. And we're quite lucky, I think, in that the river kind of goes off in a couple of tributaries within the town. Now, I think there are areas of the town, particularly around Town Lock and the Racecourse Sports Ground, where the river is absolutely integral to the town. But we know that there are some other areas in which the river goes through, but we're not making the most of the riverside. One of those areas is actually where the Angel Centre is at the moment. We see the river there, but the river isn't a dominant feature of that part of the landscape. So that's why we've asked questions about actually how can we open the river up? Because I think you've got such an asset there. You've got such an important natural characteristic, which isn't going anywhere. Actually, we've got a real opportunity here, so why don't we make the most of that opportunity?
Gary Bridge explains to me what the council can do to minimise the flooding risk to the new development.
Flooding will be taken into account. There are ways of raising the buildings up to a slightly higher level. Town Square could sit above the car park. The car park, if it floods now, may obviously flood in the future. It's next to a stream that's liable to flood, so there's not an awful lot you can do to stop it. But any development can take into account the fact that it's a flood area.
So when will the public hear about the plans once the results of the survey has been submitted? Here's Council Leader Matt Broughton again.
After the survey, we'll analyse the results and we'll bring that together into a draft master plan. And then we'll look to publish that probably towards the late spring, early summertime. And we'll be really interested in residents' thoughts on that at that stage. We are getting towards the stage of the process now in which we need to determine what comes next. We've done a lot of work to date and hopefully that's clear to residents. And what we're now going to look at is to sort of tailor the responses that we get back, make sure that our work fits into that overarching strategy, and then that'll inform the master plan from there.
The survey of the town centre development is running until Sunday, the 16th of February. I'm Julia Neal for West Kent Radio.